This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. As part of WABE's continuing coverage of the fight against child sex trafficking in Georgia, we take a look at how a new order from President Obama might affect that. The president this week announced that the government will be tracking contractors more to make sure that they are not involved in human or child sex trafficking. Sally Yates is the United States Attorney for the Northern District of Georgia, which, of course, covers Atlanta. Sally Yates, welcome. Good to have you.
I'm glad to be here, Dennis. Thanks for having me.
The president's order talks about keeping track of government contractors, whether it's anything from food to, I guess, military hardware and everything in between. Is there any way, though, really to enforce that order, and how much of that falls on you, or is it done through another part of the federal government?
Well, really, this is going to be something new for us, so we aren't really sure exactly how it's going to shake out yet. But certainly we are hopeful that there is a way to keep track of at least some of it and to find at least some. And it's trafficking as it relates to two different areas, both forced labor, which is a significant issue in this country and abroad, as well as sex trafficking. We know, for example, that there are contractors working or have known of instances in the past where there were contractors working in foreign countries where they then were jaunts at brothels, for example, in Thailand and other places. And that's simply not acceptable. When you're working for the United States government as a contractor, you shouldn't be engaged in this kind of conduct. And I believe that's what President Obama was referring to there.
So if I understand you, then the actual mechanism of enforcing this still has to be worked out?
I'm not necessarily privy to that right now. There may be others who are more on the ground on this issue that may have worked all of that out, because some of this would involve criminal charges. Other aspects of it, though, would simply involve contracting, that you either cancel contracts or they're not eligible for contracting as well. And contracting is not something that our office is involved in.
But the fact that we're looking at contractors and kind of an economic club over their heads, does that say to you that because human trafficking and particularly child sex trafficking is so difficult to find, that maybe some sort of economic club, if you will, is going to be more effective than even the law enforcement part of it?
I think this is a reflection of really this administration's desire to use every possible means to try to root out and to address human trafficking. As you mentioned, it is very difficult to find. And so we want to rely on our standard law enforcement techniques. But I think this is a recognition that we need to be trying new, more creative approaches as well.
As you look at the effort here in Metro Atlanta, you had an arraignment recently of some young men who were part of what they call the mob or the MOB, and they are accused of some particularly violent child sex trafficking. You also had a sentencing of a single operator, if you will. Mm-hmm. Are we seeing gangs get into child sex trafficking in any kind of organized way in this area?
Certainly that's been something that we have seen across the country. Here in Atlanta, we haven't seen it as gang activity so much so to earn money for the gangs. The cases that we recently indicted, there were several members of the gang that were indicted, but at least so far the indication is not necessarily that it was to raise money for the gang. But we don't know yet. I mean, that's one of the things about human trafficking, is that it is so difficult to detect. I'm not going to pretend that there are things going on out there and that we know about all of the, everything that's happening. We're trying very hard, but we're still learning about what's going on in our city.
Are you thinking at this point that you've been able to make any kind of dent in the growth of this kind of activity?
You know, we've been very aggressive in this area, particularly in the last couple of years. In just the last 2 years, we've brought 16 separate cases. Many of those cases involve multiple defendants. So we've brought a lot of cases in this district. It's hard to know how many more are out there that we haven't found yet.
We now have Congress coming back after the election, trying to avoid the fiscal cliff. But there is the threat of sequestration hanging over their heads. And what that would be across-the-board budget cuts if they can't work out a deal. What would that do to your efforts if it happened?
Well, it would have an impact not just on our sex trafficking prosecutions, but all of our prosecutions. We've looked, and certainly our employees would be furloughed for, depending on exactly what the numbers end up being, but for a significant period of time, which will have a dramatic impact on the cases that we're able to prosecute here. And certainly sex trafficking prosecutions would not be immune from that.
Sally Yates is the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Georgia here in Atlanta, and she spoke to us in her office in downtown Atlanta. Sally Yates, thanks very much for being with us. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you for having me, Dennis.